Good morning, this is Merkel with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June the 5th. Overnight, we started the grains a little bit mixed out here. July corn down a half a cent, 608.5. December corn up a penny and three quarters at 543. July wheat up 2.5 cents at 621.5. July beans up a penny and a half, 1354. November beans up 2.25 cents at 1186. We were higher and lower Sunday night. Basically, they put in some rains in the two-week forecast. The two-week forecast has been anything but reliable out here. So I think traders kind of take it with a grain of salt. And even with those rains, they're only talking about 0.2 inch to locally a 0.5 inch to 0.75 inch. So really not a whole lot of rain out here. Certainly not the game changer we need in Illinois and Indiana. Tonight we have crop progress, which should show somewhere about a 5% decrease in the corn ratings. And I would imagine, unless we see big rains, that's going to go down again next week. We also have export inspections this morning. They should be relatively on the light side. Haven't really seen any major export sales out here, so I don't think inspections will be anything strong. Now, the Saudis bought 624,000 metric tons of wheat over the weekend. It was bigger than their tender by about, 40%. And it was bought at very cheap prices. So I'm guessing Russia got a good chunk of that business. Doesn't look like the U.S. got any of it. On Friday, we're going to have the supply and demand report and crop production. You know, I think crop production will be pretty high, but I think the government is just absolutely wrong with their current yield estimates on corn. Even if we had perfect weather from here on in, I don't see us reaching the numbers that they punched in on the last reports. So I think corn's been pretty well oversold. We've had a good rally, then we broke again, another good rally. In the long term, I think we can see this market move higher out here until we see really good general rains in Illinois and Indiana. On Thursday, we'll get the export sales. Again, so far, there's no indication that there'll be anything special. The Russians have said that they're most likely not going to come to any new grain deal with Ukraine when this one expires in mid-July. I don't think you can trust anything the Russians say out here. The Saudis did cut their oil production by 1 million barrels a day. None of the other OPEC plus nations followed suit. Now, crude oil is up $1.81, but we're about a buck and a half off its highs. So, you know, this may be the last rally here in the oil for a while. So that's really about it. We'll get the export sales on Thursday, as I mentioned. Funds are still short. I've got them short. 35,000 contracts of corn, 95,000 short, 95,000 wheat, long 40,000 beans, long 66,000 meal, and short 18,000 oil. I would think that they would certainly want to get out of the short corn. And I think the short oil is probably a losing bet as well. But, you know, who knows what these funds want to do and when they want to do it. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.